390 CR drug factory busted in Mysuru. Saki Naka police crack MD racket. Mega drug haul. 18,797 kilogol MD seized. Sprout sit impact. 390 CR narcotics exposed. Shiv Dinesh Sharma. Sprouts news exclusive. In a major breakthrough, Saki Naka police uncovered a 390 crore methadrone drug factory in Mysuru, Karnataka, and arrested four accused. The seized haul includes 18,397 kilos of MD and industrial-grade chemicals. This Sprout Set investigation exposes a pan-India synthetic drug racket, signaling a growing narcotics menace in Maharashtra. Saki Naka police bust 390 CR drug factory linked to Mysuru. In a massive crackdown led by DCP Dada Nalawad, the Saki Naka Police Narcotics Squad has unearthed a large-scale methadrone MD drug manufacturing unit, operating from behind a garage in Mysuru, Karnataka. The multi-state operation has resulted in the seizure of narcotics and materials worth 381.96 crore and the arrest of four key accused, exposing a deeper pan-India synthetic drug racket. 390 CR drug haul, linked to Mysuru-based MD factory. The case originated from an April 24 incident, when Saki Naka police apprehended a man attempting to sell narcotics in Mumbai. A First Information Report, FIR, was filed under the NDPS Act 1985, Sections 8C, 22C, 29, and IPC Section 11. Three accused were initially arrested, and a follow-up raid in Common Village, Vasai, Palghar District led to the seizure of 4.53 kilos of methadrone and precursor chemicals, worth 8.04 crore. Further investigation revealed that the primary accused, Salim Imtiaz Shaikh, alias Salim Langda, had sourced MD from Mysuru. Acting on this lead, police launched a coordinated operation in Karnataka and busted the illicit manufacturing unit, seizing nearly 18.8 tons of chemical materials and finished product. Full inventory of seized drugs and equipment shocks officials. The raid on the Mysuru-based facility yielded methadrone, MD, 18,797, ketone worth 381.94 crore, isopropyl, alcohol, 168 kilon worth 65,000, acetone, 168 kilon worth 20,000, chloroform, 60 kilon worth 12,000, magnesium sulfate, 24,950 kilon worth 2,200, plastic for glass trays, mixing towels, heat ovens, air conditioners, lab gear, heating machines, 12 units worth 1.2 lakh, oven equipment, 2 units worth $45,000. The total value of materials and drugs seized stands at 381.96 crore, making this one of Mumbai's biggest narcotic seizures in recent years. Coordinated crackdown, led by top Mumbai police officials. This high-level operation was conducted under the strategic guidance of Mumbai Police Commissioner Devan Bharti, Joint Commissioner Satyanarayan Chowdhury, Additional Commissioner Paramjeet Singh Dahiya, and DCP, Zone 10, Dada Nalawade. Ground-level execution was led by Senior PI Pramod Taude, with critical support from officers Sanjay Kshirsagar, Dhyanand Vanave, Pankaj Pardeshi, Shashikant Patil, Chandrakant Pawar, Nitin Karmode, and Anil Karade. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, has verified that the materials seized include both commercial-grade solvents and specialized lab equipment, indicating a sophisticated, well-funded operation, likely backed by a broader cartel network. Maharashtra's synthetic drug menace growing with previous seizures in Palghar and now this 390 crore bust, Mumbai's law enforcement is increasingly uncovering industrial-scale synthetic drug manufacturing setups. Methadrone, often sold under street names like Meow Meow, has been gaining popularity among young users, despite its highly addictive nature and severe neurological effects. The Sprouts site has previously highlighted the rising urban demand for synthetic stimulants and the ease with which precursor chemicals are procured from industrial suppliers. This latest action reaffirms that the narcotics control framework in Maharashtra, especially within the Mumbai police, has adopted a zero-tolerance approach towards organized Sprouts drug syndicates. More raids expected as trail widens. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, has learned from reliable police sources that more raids and arrests are imminent, as interrogation of the arrested suspects is revealing fresh links to suppliers, financiers, and possible export networks. This case underscores the need for centralized monitoring of chemical distributors, stricter licensing audits, and inter-agency collaboration across states to stem the flow of designer drugs in India.